Who's in favor of the preface? Who wants the preface? Come on. So we're moving to page 181 in Hebrew of the writings of Baal HaSulam. We'll continue the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 78.
So we are reading from the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 78. You can ask questions to Kab TV, and we'll ask selected questions here during the lesson.
We'll read 79, the raising of the man and the elicitation of the gadlut of Nikodim.
So, 79. Now we shall explain the 10 sefirot, the gadlut de Nikudim, which emerged on the man, the reshimo of Zon de'ak, below its taboo. First, we must understand the raising man. Thus far, we have only discussed the ascent of the masach, the guf, to the ped rosh of the upper one, once it has purified. Also, there was a zivug de'aka'a on the reshimot included in it, which produces the level of 10 sefirot for the needs of the lower one. Now, however, the issue of raising meinukvin, man, has been renewed, for these lights which rose from below Tabur De'ak to Rosh De'ak, which are the Reshimot De'zon De'guv De'ak, are called raising man.
So, if this is so, we have Galgalta, Ab-Sag, Nekudot desag. Galgalta is Dalet Deitlabshut, Dalet Aviot. Ab is Dalet Gimel. Sag is Gimel Bet. Gimel that nonetheless has illumination of Chochmah. This is why Gimel here, in Nekudot desag, the illumination of Chochmah does not let them pass downwards below the Tabur. This is the Tabur. This is the Siyum. Pe, chaze, pe, chaze, etc. Okay, here this is chasadim. When nekudot desag go down below tabu, they bestow on the siyum of the galgalta, and this is prina daled. When Galgalta bestows, and this is how they comes to a state where this place from Tabu and below, from Tabu downwards, it divides into the place of Olam Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, where Olam Atzilut, the world of Atzilut, is Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura, and one-third of Tiferet. Two-thirds of Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, are here. So we have a place for Olam Bria. This is the place of Olam Yetzira, and Malchut is the place for Olam Asiya. That's how they divide, because Nekudot Desag, which are Bina, come down, they mingle with Neideak, and then they are restricted. They're restricted. Prina Dalet that bestows upon them restricts them. Then there is a place here called Parsa that's made. Okay. That's all. These reshimot, which are nekudot desag, they rise upwards only from the place where they have been restricted, the place left. They rise to Rosh Desag. From Rosh Desag, they rise according to the reshimot that were restricted to Nikve Enayim. The Rosh Desag, this is Nikve Enayim. of Rosh Nisag. Here, a zivug is performed in Nikve 9, the Rosh Nisag, over the Reshimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, and from there the lights descend. Right? They descend. And from Tabor until the Parsa, they spread, they expand to a state where to Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Galgal Tainaim de Keter, Galgal Tainaim de Abba Ve'ima, Galgal Tainaim de Zon. Why Galgal Tainaim? Because here we have Tzimtzum Bet. That's all. That's why we have a partzuf, and this partzuf, as any partzuf, has Rosh Deitlapshut called Keter, Rosh Deaviut called Abba Ve'ima, and Guf called Zon. But everything is in Katnut, in a small state. And so the state, even though it's a partzuf and it's small, for the sake of the future, it's called Katnut of Olam HaNikudim. Even though it's not an Olam, it's not a world, it's a partzuf. As far is it clear? Questions? What?
What does he call man, that diagonal blue line?
What?
These lights that ascended from Tabor Da'ak, the Rosh of Sag, are the Reshimot of Zon. They are called raising man.
Man. This. These lights. You may say, not at all, these are only Reshimot rising upwards. No. These are not just simple Reshimot that rise upwards. We have Reshimot, say, Nekudot Esag. Why, as Nekudot Esag rise upwards to Pedrosh Desag, they're not called man? Without the maybe. Because they're in the same Patsuf. Within the Patsuf, that's why it's not called man. When will it be called man? When it moves from one patsuf to another, when there is no connection between the two, when this one patsuf doesn't belong to the other, when a child demands from his mother, is that called raising man? No. No, because he belongs to her. She owes him. When he's in her, does he demand? Take even a stronger example. That's not called man, it's part of her body. He's really inside her body. Right? The fetus is in his mother's belly. And this is what you have here. What you have here is the raising of the man. What does this mean? There is a new potsuf that doesn't belong to Sag, Nekudot Sag, that mingled with Nehideak, and they made here. In Nehideak, they performed an action of connection, and they have a demand, and they raise themselves to Sag now. Is this clear or not? They're asking, it has nothing to do with the Sag. It has to do with Nehi De'ak. They belong to Nehi De'ak. This is Nehi De'ak here. And they demand, basically. It's a deficiency that comes from them. Do you hear this? That's it. That's why this is called man. Meaning, what is called man when I have one authority and another authority, and the second authority is asking from the first one? Then it's considered that it raises a request called man. And the descent, what comes back down, is called mud. When you have two authorities.
Barur.
Clear? That's it. When a child is at home, he says, Mom, I want to eat. Why didn't you make me food? Why didn't you do this and that? Right? Wrong. Right. This is something you understand. But if he got married, now he has a family. So now he comes to his mother. What does he say? Mom, I want to eat. Bring us. When he comes with his other half. No, that's something different. He comes as a guest. There's a new authority that asks, may ask from the adjacent authority. But that's something else. That's already called man. When there is a deficiency and you have to know how to fulfill it. A child doesn't have, it doesn't make these calculations. Give and take. It's not yet clear to you?
That's even more clear, actually. I want to ask about the drawing. In the Hidak, there's a mixing of the Chasadim and the Nukva.
Well, so what?
Like with the son leaving home.
Certainly, without Chasadim, you cannot have the raising of the man. I have to know that the opera has a desire to give me, and then I can turn to him with a request. There's a whole system here, but there is certainly a connection between two authorities. That's why we call it man. Not every ascent of deficiency is called man. Is this clear? Clear. Yuffie. Good. Everyone's quiet. What?
But in Katnut,
he doesn't raise anything because he's small. He doesn't want to grow.
So man is only on Gadlut?
What else is he asking for?
Because here we only see the Katnut.
Let's move on.
80. Know that the origin of raising man is from Zer'anpin and Bina of the 10 Sfirot of Or Yeshar that were explained above.
From the four phases of direct light.
It is explained there that Bina, considered Or Chasadim, reunited with Chochmah when she emanated the Sfirat Tiferet, called Pchina Gimel, an extended illumination of Chochmah from it for Tiferet, which is Zer'anpin. Zer'anpin emerged primarily from the Or Chasadim of Bina and its minority with the illumination of Chochmah. This is where the connection between Zer'anpin and Bina was made, as each time the Reshimot de Zer'anpin rise to Bina, Bina connects with Chochmah and extends illumination of Chochmah from it for Zer'anpin. This ascent to Zer'anpin to Bina, which connects it to Chochmah, is always called raising man. Without the ascent of Zer'anpin to Bina, Bina is not considered Nukva to Chochmah, since she herself is only all Chasadim and does not need Chochmah. She is always considered back-to-back with Chochmah, which means that she does not want to receive from Chochmah. Only Zer'anpin rises to her, does she become Nukva for Chochmah once more, to receive illumination of Chochmah from it for Zer'anpin. Thus, the ascent of Zer'anpin makes her Nukva, and this is why its ascent is called May Nukvin, as the ascent of Zer'anpin brings her face to face with Chochmah once more. This means that she receives from him the way Nukva does from male. We have thoroughly clarified the raising man.
Is this clear or not? This means that Zer'anpin, being small, being born out of Bina, all he has is half of a patsuf in Katnut, doesn't have the Rosh. His Rosh is in Bina, in Zat de Bina. All he has is Chagat Nehi. He raises man to Bina, asking her to raise him. And then Bina, because she owes Zer'anpin, because she gave birth to him, she needs the light of Chochmah now. She doesn't have the light of Chochmah, so she raises a deficiency for the light of Chochmah to Abba, Abba is entirely Chokhmah. So Abba turns to Ima, gives her the light of Chokhmah, that Ima receives within her light of Chassidim, she receives the light of Chokhmah, and then she brings it to Zeranpin as the light of Chassidim in the illumination of Chokhmah. By that, Zeranpin grows. That's the connection that lies between Chokhmah, Bina, and Zeranpin. But where does it come from? From Bchina Gimel. That's in the four phases of direct light. But later, when we have Malchut as well, and Malchut even breaks down during this process, then we have a deficiency. When Malchut raises itself to Zeranpin, and Zeranpin to Bina, and Bina to Chokhmah, and Chokhmah to Keter, and then this whole system starts existing this way. Read it again, please. Item 80. Know that the origin of raising man is from Zeranpin and Bina of the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light, that were explained above in item 5. It is explained there that Bina, considered Or Chasadim, reunited with Chokhmah when she emanated the Sefirat Tiferet called Bchina Gimel and extended the illumination of Chokhmah from its fourth Tiferet, which is Zeranpin. Zeranpin emerged primarily from the Or Chasadim of Bina and its minority with the illumination of Chokhmah. This is where the connection between Zeranpin and Bina was made. As each time the Reshimot de Zeranpin rise to Bina, Bina connects with Chokhmah and extends illumination of Chokhmah from it for Zeranpin. This ascent of Zeranpin to Bina, which connects it to Chokhmah, is always called raising man. Without the ascent of Zeranpin to Bina, Bina is not considered Nukva to Chokhmah, since she herself is only Or Chasadim and does not need Or Chokhmah. She is always considered back-to-back with Chokhmah, which means that she does not want to receive from Chokhmah. Only when Zeranpin rises to her does she become Nukva for Chokhmah once more, to receive illumination of Chokhmah from it for Zeranpin. Thus, the ascent of Zeranpin makes her a Nukva. This is why its ascent is called Main Nukvin, as the ascent of Zeranpin brings her face to face with Chokhmah once more. This means that she receives from him the way Nukva does from the male. Thus we have thoroughly clarified the raising of man.
What?
More? You don't have questions? Yeah.
There's a question about this. If the man only occurs only in one patsuf,
also
two,
between patsufim, also between olamot, it doesn't matter. But it's always from dalet to gimel, gimel to bet, bet to aleph.
I'm sorry, excuse me, I'm going to correct the question. Can a man occur within one patsuf?
Also in one patsuf.
Okay, so the question is, does the purification only occur on the account of the upper?
The purification doesn't belong to man. What does it mean on the account of the upper one? The patsuf purifies either from bitush pnimumakim. No, it doesn't belong to it. I don't want to confuse. Who wanted else to ask? Yeah.
He basically describes here the process that happens here, that Nekudot Esag come down, emanating...
Question.
That's a question. Is he describing here the same state that happens?
He's saying the Nekudot Esag that descended below and mix with Nehideak. So what happens that when Eidak bring Nekudot Desag, the addition of Bchinat Daled, they cause the Tzimtzum Bet. Now, because raising that extra deficiency from Neidak through Nekudot Desag to Rosh Desag, or it's more correct to say Nikbe Naim of Rosh Desag, that is called raising Man. Meaning any deficiency, I gave an example about children and with their parents, any deficiency from one authority to the other is called raising Man. There has to be two authorities, two partsufim. And in one partsuf, we can also call it that way, but it actually divides them into two. Who else wanted here? Yeah?
Does the scent of the man make Bina resemble Keter?
You can say that. If Bina resembles Keter, because Bina wants to bestow and Keter wants to bestow. Yeah.
Here, it's only about the man that Zeranpin raises. What about Malchut?
We'll learn that later on. The true man is from Malchut.
Yeah, I had the same question because here it's written that Zeranpin, the raising of the one is Zeranpin, and
so
we learn that it's Dalid.
A desire raises man. Why is it important? A desire. Don't be so square. A lower desire towards the upper one, from raising his request from one authority to the other, is called raising man.
And here he only relates to the gadlut of olam hanikudim, the raising of the man.
Here it's man that raises from Nekudot Desag to Rosh Desag and brings another Reshimot, Bet Aleph, which is restricted, that is called Man. That's where Sag comes out with a new Partsuf called Olam HaNikudim.
It seems that here he only speaks about the Gadlut of the world of Nikodim. That's what he calls the ascent of the Man.
That's also called raising Man. Every lower one or every Partsuf that asks from the adjacent Partsuf to the authority above it is called raising Man. Raising a deficiency. What does it matter? That's it? Okay, next.
Item 81. You already know that Partsuf Abdeak is Partsuf Chochmah. And Partsuf Sagdak is Partsuf Bina. This means that they are discerned according to the highest Prina of their level. Ab, whose highest Prina is Chochmah, is considered all Chochmah. Sag, whose highest Prina is Bina, is considered all Bina. Thus, when the Reshimot Dezon Deguf below Tabur Deak rose to Rosh Desag, they became man to the Sag there, for which Sag, which is Bina, made it with Partsuf Ab, which is Chochmah. Subsequently, Ab gave to Sag a new light for Zon, that is below the Tabur that rose there. Once Zon Deak received this new light, they descended back to their place below Tabur Deak, where there are the 10 Sfirot de Nikudim, where they illuminated the new light within the 10 Sfirot de Nikudim. This is the Mochin, the light of Gadlut of the 10 Sfirot de Nikudim. Thus we have explained the 10 Sfirot de Gadlut that emerged on a second type of Reshimot, which are the Reshimot de Zon below Tabur Deak. Indeed, it is these Mochin de Gadlut that caused the breaking of the vessels.
Again.
You already know that Partsuf Abdeak is Partsuf Chochmah, and Partsuf Sagdeak is Partsuf Bina. This means that they are discerned according to the highest b'china of their level. Ab, whose highest b'china is Chokhmah, is considered all Chokhmah. Sag, whose highest b'china is Bina, is considered all Bina. Thus, when the Reshimot de Zon de Guf, below Tabor de Ak, rose to Rosh de Sag, they became man to the Sag there, for which Sag, which is Bina, mated with Partzuf Ab, which is Chokhmah. Subsequently, Ab gave to Sag a new light for Zon, that is below the Tabor that rose there. Once Zon Deak received this new light, they descended back to their place below Tabor Deak, where there are the 10 Sefirot de Nikudim, where they illuminated the new light within the 10 Sefirot de Nikudim. This is the Mochin, the light, the Gadlut of the 10 Sefirot de Nikudim. Thus we have explained the 10 Sefirot de Gadlut that emerged on the second type of Reshimot, which are the Reshimot de Zon below Tabor de Ak. Indeed, it is these Mochin de Gadlut that caused the breaking of the vessels.
So what's happening here? After Katnud de Olam HaNikudim,
Nekudim,
in Katnut, came the Zivug from Nikve Naim, it descended to Peh, and instead of Bet Aleph, that's restricted, a new Zivug on Dalet Gimel came, according to the Rashimot, that ascended from Neideak. So Dalet Gimel, these Rishimot caused the Zivug in Pederosh de Sag, and then the light came out and expanded from Tabur de Ak until the Siyum. Then when it passed through Tabur de Ak, it caused the shattering. Shvira, shattering. The shattering of the vessels. Okay?
Ken?
Yeah?
In Partzuf Sag, there was a special state in the purification of the points when it became Bet-Bet, and then there was a state that you can descend below Tabor.
Yeah.
But here there is the impression of Dalet Gimel that they got from the integration, and Tabor still keeps its role in maintaining this law.
What law?
That it's forbidden, if it's not pure Bina, she can't come down below Tabor.
And except for the pure Bina, you can't go below Tabor? What if there's light of Chokhmah, but it's clothed in Chasadim, the light of bestowal, so it can't go below Tabor? Why? The vessels of reception, so what? I have vessels of reception, here I have them, and also here I have them. But they're all full of Chasadim. Here Chasadim in Bchina Bet, it's enough, and here in Bchina Dalet, and then I can fill them from above and everything that's possible until Gmar Tikkun. It all depends on the correction of light of Chasadim.
So what's the essential difference between Dalet Gimel of Gadlut Olam HaNikudim and say Dalet Gimel, which are the same Reshimot that you have in Ab?
The light of Chokhmah can't go below to the low the will to receive unless it's clothed in the light of chasadim, and there wasn't any. That's why Ab did not go down below Tabu.
So it's as if special Dalet Gimel, like with a spice.
It's Dalet Gimel that before that there's a correction of chasadim, and then there's no problem.
Sometimes the way the registration is a bit confusing.
Look, it's all abbreviated. It's wisdom for those who get it. Yeah.
So, before the shattering that occurs here, there's practical reception of Laila Chochmah in all the vessels below Tabo?
No. Reception of light of Chochmah in Chasadim can take place here in Galgalta and Enayim. That it's in Keter and Abba Ve'ima and Zon in their Rashim. But when it goes through the parsa, and here are the vessels of reception, here it can't anymore.
So all the vessels below the parsa until the siyum, even though there is a shattering, they're practically never receiving that light of Chochmah. They only want to receive.
They can't. They want to, yeah. The desire doesn't purify. It's always there.
So the shattering, you can say it's not on the reception of the light of Chochmah below the Pasa, but for the desire to receive the light of Chochmah below the Pasa?
No. Only a desire is in a shattering. It doesn't come to the shattering. Here, they thought, we didn't learn about it yet, but here, they thought that they can receive in order to bestow. And then, when I receive in order to bestow here, below the parsa, I receive in order to bestow, I get the light, and I enjoy. First I enjoy bestowing, and then, when I enjoy receiving the light, and by that I bestow to the Creator, by this, I start enjoying that I'm bestowing to Him. If I were to receive from my host some refreshments, something amazing, the whole table's full, and I wouldn't enjoy what I'm receiving, that I got it from the host, so it would have been reception. Correct, but in my natural vessels, no shattering. That's natural. But if I receive and I enjoy that the host is giving it to me, and I take this and he says take that, and I take it and I want to receive it in order to bestow to him that he will enjoy me. How you did it so nice, how I'm enjoying it, thank you so much, I feel your love to me towards it. And here I start feeling that I'm enjoying it myself with no connection to the host, meaning that I'm not giving it back to him, but I'm enjoying his attitude towards me, that supposedly by eating, I'm also eating him. I'm eating his attitude towards me. Is that clear?
So the shattering is...
Do you feel what I just said? Shamir. And that's called that you are about to receive in order to receive. It's not how many lights, but how you're receiving the lights.
Meaning the shattering is over me wanting to exploit his love to me.
Yes. Yes. That's why it's the correction. You understand from here that the correction has to be on the attitude, the food itself. That's not what we're talking about. it becomes the foundation that upon it you can build a condition that I reach the meal under the condition that I'm not enjoying the meal, but the attitude towards the host. That's why if I want to bestow for him and not the actual food, by that I correct the vessel. Clear? What? No.
So, if I want to bestow to the host, what do I give him back?
Attitude.
What is attitude?
That you don't care about the refreshments. If you can say it's important for you, you enjoy it, but more important, you're enjoying the ability to show him as much as you love him.
And above the refreshments and above his attitude, it's only my attitude.
But how do you tell it to the host? Oh, you prepared it so good, it tastes so good. Oh my God, wow, how'd you do this? By this, that's your work on the pleasure, but your intention, as much as, and you have to feel it, that pleasure, in all those lights. Because in those pleasures, you put your intention in there to give him joy.
And how do I really not break and eat his attitude when he wants to give everything?
That's called masach that you build. When you sit at your mother's and you say, oh, it's so good, it's amazing, more than ever and more, yeah?
How? What is this masach made of? How to not fall into this pleasure.
That's called masach. How? By you turning to that host and asking to keep you from falling into the will to receive. You ask for it. Really. And you can say, I'm going to receive in order to bestow, to show that I love him. You can say it's him, but only in different in concealment. So you will watch over me or not. You make sure you're responsible.
So he can make me fall as well.
He can. In order to show you that you didn't ask enough, you didn't scrutinize enough, of course, that he likes to do. But on the way, you're already going through corrections. But that's already work for high souls, exalted souls. Difficult work. There, it's pleasures that, huge pleasures. You can't even imagine them. They have nothing to do with our life in anything. Okay. Somehow we've reached... Yeah, last one.
Is the man that rises, is that sorted out, or is it sorted out in the Rosh, Bet Alef Tzimtzum Bet?
No, man is clarified in the lower one that connects himself to the upper one, and you should keep that question. We can't scrutinize it now. We will need to scrutinize it. How do we stabilize the man by the lower one communicating with the upper one? There has to be like education work from the upper one and dvekut rishon from the lower one, and then it's a process that comes before creating the man. Okay. We today have, first of all, you tell us what's going on. Second, maybe the groups will say what they are doing today. They are guests that we will know. Maybe we'll do something together, maybe some extra efforts towards the Congress. Is what we talked about today. I spoke about 40 minutes today, right, in the beginning. Can that also be a topic? We talked about prayer.
No.
Well, so we need someone to take care of it, to check it, to see as much as we can maybe add it to the study materials of the Congress. Okay, I'm leaving it in the air. Yeah.
Okay, we'd like to have a report on the schedule we're going to have until the end of the holiday. There are many details and some changes, so try to listen. Of course, we've sent everything and it's on Sviva Tova. We remind you that tonight we have a lesson here in the study hall at 5:30, and the meal starts at 7. We're not sure about where we're eating. It depends on the weather. So this is as of today. I'm not sure you have today in your schedule. We just remind you all that 5:30 we have a lesson here in the study hall, and at 7 a meal of the guests. We're not sure about the place. It's according to the weather.
Yeah.
So about tomorrow, can we see the slide, please? Good. Tomorrow, Friday, we're starting with a morning lesson as usual, 3 to 6. And then we have the hummus meal. At noon, please pay attention. It's a change. We're having a lesson 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a meal. And we're going to meet in the sukkah at 5 o'clock until 6:30. Next slide, Saturday. Saturday we have a lesson 4 till 7. And at 7 the kids are coming. At 8 o'clock we're having a meal. Afternoon the lesson will be 3 to 6 as usual, and the meal is at 6 o'clock. But on Shabbat we have a night lesson that starts with the refreshments at 10:30. Yeah, it's over there in the slide. So refreshments at 2:30. That 10:45 p.m. we're having the preparation for the lesson, and until 1 a.m. we're having a lesson. Sunday, it's a holiday, Simchat Torah. So we're having preparation. We're having a special lesson 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Preparation 12:45. At 4 we have a meal, and at 5 we have a social activity.
What's a social activity?
Is Roya Coca here? No. Okay, the content team asked to have a meeting. Maybe it will be a Shivat Chavarim or some meeting to prepare for the Congress. They'll update us about the subject and how we advance with that. This will be here in the study hall, without no more sukkah.
What's Monday?
Monday is the holiday, it's the last day of the holiday. Starting at 4 till 8, we have a lesson. 8 till 9, the kids are coming. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have a meal. Afternoon, 3 to 6, we have a lesson, and 6 to 7, a meal.
And by that it ends.
But that, by that, we're concluding the holiday season.
Okay, now let's hear you.
UK has an important announcement.
Please, what, you're leaving the Brexit?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Dear friends, we would like to invite you to build the prayer together for the European Congress, to build the Arvut between us. There is a chance to join the Arvut team just now after the lesson. You can see the Zoom number on the screen, the European Zoom. Please join. It's our chance to add to the prayer for the Congress and Arvut between us. Thank you, friend.
And
we'll read an announcement to conclude.
There's
a short report. Today, like every year, we have the walk in Jerusalem. We're going to be there, and we're going to have special circles of connection for the people of Israel. We're talking about thousands of people, and we're going to tell them all how much the connection is good. And I want to say lechaim to all the friends, men and women from the world. Klee are coming with us, and many men, people from the world, Israeli Klee. We need your support. Lechaim nevaruch. So, last announcement. Night, evening lesson tonight at 5:30 p.m. You're all invited to watch us. That this will conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.